Blog Talk Radio.
The song just simply says, if he doesn't do anything else, he's already done enough. Bishop Brown wrote this song for me. Hallelujah. Going home, y'all, old school. Yeah.
Enough. He blessed me once
He's blessed me twice. He's blessed me over and over and over again. We thank God for his blessings on today. For the blessings of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow with it. God said that he would bless us in the city, bless us in the field, bless us coming in and going out. I don't know about you, but I am looking for a blessing. Good afternoon, and God bless you, all of our listeners. You have tuned in to Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and we are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And certainly we want you to know that we do not own the rights to any of the music that you hear on today, but we pray that is a blessing to you, and to you. If the Lord never does anything else. Lord, on today, we want you to tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to log on now, www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. That is how you can reach us. We want you to know that we're also syndicated on Spotify, Google Play, and Apple iTunes. Look for Global Gospel. We are on social media. We are on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, we're on Tumblr. And if you go to our Twitter page, Global Gospel, if you go to our Facebook page, Global Gospel, if you go to our Tumblr page, Global Gospel, all you have to do is click on the icon. There is a direct link to this episode and all episodes. All our shows are archived, so you can listen in any time, day or night. At the conclusion of each episode, you can listen to that in entirety after we finish our live session. If you would like to call in and let us know that you're listening, you can reach Global Gospel at 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800. Don't hesitate to give us a shout out. Again, we thank you all for tuning in today. If you want to reach us by mail, you can reach us at P.O. Box 5331. That is Hempstead, New York, where the zip code is 11550. And our email address is globalgospel17@gmail.com. We want to shout out all of our listeners, those that are here in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, California, Germany, Spain, Canada, on the continent of Africa, the European continent, the Asian continent, the Australian continent. We thank God for each and one of you who are listening around the world, for this is Global Gospel. And we thank the Lord for all of his blessings, as Beverly Crawford suggested to us in our introduction song. We also want to shout out MPT Enterprise, Third Lounge, Abyssinia, and the Nationwide Black Family Mediation, Lois Glenn Carter. Shout out to Marlon Townsend and Ryan Wilson. And certainly we shout out today our listeners, the Townsend family, the Hernandez family, the Norman family, the Latham family, the McCoy family, the Wiggins family, the Locke family, the Allen family, the Natale family, the Stevenson family. Shout out to all of you. And certainly if you let me know that you're listening, I can shout you out as well. Again, we thank you for sharing with Global Gospel on this Saturday afternoon. For those of you who have tuned in to Global Gospel for the first time. Our theme here at Global Gospel is found in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 3. And if you have listened before, I'm sure you have probably committed 2 Corinthians 4 and 3, that scripture, to your memory. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. That is 2 Corinthians 4 and 3. And there is so much going on in and around the world. Important that we should read further. And it says, in whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. So we came today to share with you the good news and the glad tidings, the gospel of Jesus Christ, to let you know that Jesus Christ, he heals, he delivers, he saves, and he sets free. He liberates you. He is there for the rich, for the poor, for the black, the white, the down and out, those that are oppressed, those that are depressed, those that are suicidal. God is here for you. And today he's here to give you strength, to give you joy, to give you peace, and to give you love. The gospel is holistic. And so that means the gospel is there to touch every area of your life, your living condition, your finances, your mental state, your status in society. The gospel is there for you on today. And so we want you today to believe the gospel, to receive the gospel, to accept the gospel, to apply the gospel to your life. And we thank you all for continue to tune in. And certainly we do have a special guest that will be sharing with us in just a few minutes. And because the gospel is holistic, we invite different people on this platform to share their personal experience, because God is not in a box. And certainly we're not going to put God in a box, and we're not going to limit God or limit our thought process. But we thank you for sharing in. Once again, we are going to take a break, and certainly we will be back in just a few minutes. Tell your family, friends, neighbors, www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. Call in 619-924-0800. You made a way.
Don't know how, but you did it. Made a way. Standing here, not knowing how we'll get through this test. But holding on, you know that nothing can catch you by surprise. You got this figured out, and you're watching us now. And when it looks as if we can't win, wrap us in your arms and step in. Everything we need you to supply. You got this in control, and now we know that you made a way. When our backs were
against the wall, and it looked as if it was over,
Lord, you made a way. And we're standing here. And you
back, and our special guest is here in studio. Good afternoon and hello to you, special guest.
Praise the Lord. How are you?
I am blessed. How are you?
I'm doing good. Just another day that the Lord woke me up. So that's a blessing in and of itself.
Certainly, that is so true. That is a blessing just to wake up and to see another day. So many of those listening around the world may not have caught your voice. Can you tell our listeners who you are?
This is Darlene Harris.
Okay. So thank you all for tuning in today. Our special guest is one of God's humble servants, the Honorable Darlene Harris. And certainly she is here. This month is Women's History Month, and we took a few Saturdays here and there just to honor and to celebrate women. And so we thank you, the Honorable Darlene Harris, for sharing with us this particular Saturday afternoon. And that your song of choice was You Made a Way, and I'm sure that song means something to you, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It means everything to me. I'm sure we've all had challenges in our life where we just didn't know how we were going to get through or get by or whatever it was, a loss of a loved one or a loss of a job or what have you, loss of good health. But God always provides, always makes a way, one way or another. It might be not be the way you expected it or the way you wanted it. You might have had to go through some valleys. But he always moves that mountain, you know, one way or another. We might not know how it's going to get done. We might look back and can't even fathom how it was done, but God does it. And so that song really touches me like, you know, almost no other.
Awesome. So we thank you for sharing that particular song with our listeners on today. And so how about you tell us a little bit about yourself briefly?
Okay, well, briefly, I don't know.
You have all the worlds of stage. Listen, you have all the time. You have all the time you want. I don't want to cut you off or cut you short or slight anyone. So tell us about yourself.
A lot of times when I speak at maybe career day at different schools, especially in the Uniondale schools, I like to let them know that I'm a graduate of the Uniondale school system. Regular old public school, and that they went to, so that you can achieve and do anything with whatever situation God puts you in. I graduated from elementary, junior high, and high school there, and went on to an Ivy League college, University of Pennsylvania, and then got a full academic scholarship to law school. Which was a blessing because my parents were saying they couldn't really afford to send me there. I ended up graduating undergrad in 3 years because my parents were having a hard time, paying with that. So I went to summer school, took extra classes. So I'm definitely familiar with struggling and sacrifice. But as they say, you can't have a rainbow without rain. So today, if anything, I want to be able to encourage people. After law school, I didn't know what I wanted to do with the law. I hung in there even though I was having a tough time. My mom encouraged me, my father, never said can't, to finish it, especially since I had the scholarship. And luckily I did finish, and I finished, doing a decent job. It might have started off rough, but I hung in there. I didn't know what I wanted to do. But I found out about a job working with kids. Thought, oh, wow, I could you know, influence young children, change people's lives. And I think that's always been a pet peeve with me. So I got a job with legal aid, working as what they called back then a law guardian. Now they call them attorney for the child. So sometimes if you had like a, you know, wayward child, a charge with a juvenile delinquency, or even if they were as in a neglect petition where the parent had maybe abused them or something, or it was parents fighting over custody, anything in family court with the child, I would represent the interests of the child. I would meet with that child, either defend them if it was a juvenile delinquent, or just represent their interests. And, you know, that ended up being one of the most fulfilling things that I have done in my career. So after that, I ended up working in the law department for a while, writing decisions for judges. I went to the town attorney's office because once I started writing the decisions for judges, I was like, wow, I could do this. You know, I was advising the judges. I felt nervous and intimidated at first, like, oh, can I do this job? I'm going to tell judges what they should be doing with the law. And, you know, after I started doing it, I was saying, wait a minute, I can be a judge. You know, I had taken that because it made a little bit more money than I was making at legal aid. And I wanted to be able to buy a house. So anyway, yeah, so I was being told that, yeah, to be a judge, they wanted to see you have a little more litigation experience. So I went and got a job in the town attorney's office. While I was at the town attorney's office, they asked me to run for legislator. And, you know, at that time, it was a position that opened up in the minority district, but the chances are, you know, a Democrat would win because mostly that's the way we vote. And not saying it's wrong or right, you know, we should try to pick the person, but the Democrats end up splitting their vote, and I end up winning. I never thought or planned it, but that's what God had for me, and I end up making history as the first African-American female elected to Nassau County government. And so it was supposed to be a part-time job, but really it was very full-time, running all the time, you know, to all different community events, and just always on the go. But I was able to make a difference, you know, in my community and get things back in my community that I hadn't been able to do otherwise as a civilian. I was able to do it in that position as a county legislator, whether it was like traffic lights on where there had been fatalities of children, or just community policing where they're, you know, there in the presence where you feel safe but not intimidated because they're walking or on bikes. Things that you just don't think about that are in other communities that we needed to have our fair share of in our community. So after I did that for 4 years, and after I started my own law practice, and I was an administrative law judge in the city doing, like, traffic-type stuff, parking violations, and I did that for 11 years. I worked there in my own practice for about 13 years. And then got married and had a child, and I took a job, you know, because I was doing a whole lot of stuff. I was treasurer for Uniondale Library. I was referee for foreclosure sales. I was a hearing officer and assessment claims. So I needed to, like, settle down with one job, and then I took a job as a commissioner with the county as the head of the Assessment Review Commission, and I was a commissioner for 5 years. And then finally, I was elected as district court judge, which is the position I'm currently in. And this is my 7th year that I'm in as district court judge. And I just feel, you know, blessed and humbled to be in this position. And that was a long biography, but that's That's it. From elementary to current.
Still more to be written.
Yeah. Can you say so? Yeah. At the age now I'm looking at retirement, but yeah.
Some professions you never really retire from. That's another story. But certainly that is an extensive resume and introduction, and we talked about today we're talking about the glass ceiling, and so you're the first African American woman to be elected to as a legislator,
right, in Nassau
public
County
office
government.
In Nassau County.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, what was that like?
Well, it was pretty amazing to say the least, because I was the only black female on the legislature, which consisted of 19 people. And then there was one black male, Roger Corbin at the time. And so I was in the Republican delegation, and there was 14 of us, so it was me and 13 white men. There was no other woman in that Republican delegation. And, you know, sometimes they had to remember I was in the room, watch what they said, how they spoke, you know, the vulgarity or whatever. They knew I was a Christian. So, you know, they needed to walk a kind of a fine line out of me and show respect. And they pretty much did for the most part. But definitely, you know, you would look at pictures, and I stood out for sure. No doubt about it.
Wow.
Go
ahead.
I was just going to say, as a black and as a woman, you know, they tend to try to walk over you, and sometimes you just had to show your own strength. I know even when they wanted to put me on committees, they called me in, and they had my dad sitting there in the room, and they basically were like telling me stuff through him. So, you know, there was always things that showed you were treated different because you were a woman.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is certainly very interesting. You said it calls your dad in, and here you are, a person.
I was a grown woman, a homeowner. At the time, I believe I was about 30 years old. Maybe I didn't look it. So, you know, it could have been because they thought I was young. I don't know. But, you know, they knew I was a lawyer. They knew, you know, I'd gone to an Ivy League undergrad. I wasn't a dummy, but I just, you know, it's just that perception, I guess, young black woman. I don't know.
Wow. Well, we thank you for that you were able to get past those uncomfortable situations, and certainly able to gain the respect of community, and certainly to that glass ceiling. It, you know, sometimes seems way out of reach, and it's not easy. Anything, no struggle, no progress. And so it is good that you were able to overcome that, because so many people just say, you know what, I'm going to give up, I'm going to quit, I'm going to drop out. And people need to be aware of the fact that the more things change, the more they stay the same. And while you were making strides for African Americans and for women as well at the same time, it still wasn't good enough for some people's mindset. They just cannot, you know, some people, they just can't accept certain things.
Right.
Yeah, that's on many different platforms. And people say, oh, the world's a different place. Yes, the world is a different place, but some people have not changed, unfortunately.
Right. I mean, you know, the things that we attained in life, whether women or blacks, we usually had to fight for. So even that position that I had as a county legislator, it was as the result of a lawsuit. A lawsuit headed by Fred Droynton and others, and even the same with the town of Hempstead position and the assembly, where we had to have areas carved out for minorities to be able to really have their vote heard and counted, because the way things were districted before, the minority vote really didn't count so much, and they didn't have a voice for their community to be heard. You know, it was the same good old boys club, and that clearly needed to change so that we could see our fair share getting back into our community. So, but it had to, you know, it had to happen by a lawsuit. Sometimes you have to push and fight for your successes in life. But, you know, the idea is to not give up because, yeah, no pain, no gain, no struggle, no progress, like you said, no rain, no rainbow, you know, that, and you have to be willing to go through something to succeed, you know. You can't just give up the first hurdle that you might have to go through, because that's basically what the glass ceiling means. It means that there's this invisible barrier trying to prohibit you from advancing, you know, to the top. But if you believe you can't, then you won't. You know, I'm sure someone had to push Obama to say, yes, we can, and he did. But, if you know, but he had to believe it in order to do it. You have to believe in yourself to accomplish anything. You have to have that confidence that you can do it. And then there should be no stopping you. With God's help behind you, you know, All invisible barriers can be broken.
Awesome. That is the key. And we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and our second part, we're just going to allow you to give some shout outs and talk a little bit about, but you mentioned about being a Christian in the room, and certainly we're just going to touch briefly on how that has shaped your life or affected your surroundings. Stay tuned. Once again, our number 619-924-0800 is our call-in, and our special guest is the Honorable Darlene Harris. God is doing something wonderful in me. Stay tuned. Something wonderful in me.
Hey, come on, help me sing.
God is doing something wonderful in me. God is doing something wonderful in me.
It's something awesome and incredible. That only He will get the glory. God is
doing something wonderful.
Incredible and awesome.
Wonderful in me. God is doing something wonderful in me. Something awesome and incredible that only He will get the glory. God is doing something wonderful, incredible and awesome. God is doing something wonderful in me.
Wonderful, and me, our special guest, the Honorable Darlene Harris, and certainly she has told us her story of how she broke down, by the grace of God, certain barriers in society, in government, in politics, in our community. And certainly we've talked about the attorney, the politician, the public servant, etc. But there is a great foundation behind all of that. And certainly that foundation is built as you said, you're not ashamed to be a Christian. Tell us a little bit about how you got to be a Christian.
Absolutely, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ at all whatsoever, and that may stem from me being a PK, a preacher's kid. You know, there's always a lot of pressure on PKs because they're like the first family, and all eyes are on them in the church for expecting them to walk upright. But, you know, you have to find God for yourself.
Correct.
And, you know, it might help you somewhat in a way to know about, you know, dealing with people, which is something that you have to do in politics. But when you know God for yourself, then you can truly love others, care about others, and want to do the right thing. You know, I always think about Matthew 25. I want to hear God say, "My good and faithful servant, well done." And he looks at whether you do well over a few things before he'll give you more. So when you know the word of God, that tells you, honor thy mother and father, that thy days may be long, you're going to try to walk upright and do the right thing. And that's really, really necessary in public office. And I think that that's what's missing with most politicians. They're not led, directed, and guided by God. I know now as a judge, when I sit on the bench, I'm in a legal aid part. And, you know, they know me that I'm predictable as far as what I'm going to do with a defendant. And I told them that's what the way I want it to be. That's what I like, because that means that I'm treating everybody equally, the same. You know, I'm not going to have, you know, one type of person, a white male, say, or whatever, come with before me with a certain crime and then a black female with the same crime and treat them different. I want to see each person be afforded the same entitlements and rights under the legal justice system. That's what justice is that everybody be afforded the same opportunities. That's the way we want to see things throughout life, not just in the justice system, but all over. That's what we're fighting for, is just to be treated equal. And that stays a steady, constant fight, that unless you really have an honorable heart, you're not going to stand up to make sure that we have that. And so for me, it's been a very important component in my career, knowing God. You know, I think it gives you the strength to go on, to never say can't. So my favorite scripture has always been Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But you have to know the Lord to really believe that. So.
Awesome. Well put. And it is so important that we know God for ourselves, and we know our place in society, and that we know what we're supposed to do. And as someone suggested to me on a previous show, that you have to know your voice. And it looks like you found your voice. And, you know, it's a lot of times some people have preconceived notions about who people should be and how they should behave and how they should act. And that preconceived notions aren't always true, but you have to be true to yourself, as you stated before about being a PK. So it's important that you stay true to yourself, stay true to our call, and know what God wants us to do, and important to hear his voice. As in the Bible, there was one judge that was listed, Deborah, and certainly we know that she, the Bible lets us know that she heard God's voice, also called a prophetess, but she heard God's voice, and certainly we do have to hear God's voice. If you're a writer, if you're a teacher, it makes a difference in your life. So who have been some of your influences in life?
Well, you know, I have to say, just still on that PK note, that parents, even not with them just being preachers, because my mom is like the co-pastor, my dad's a bishop, Bishop R.W. Harris and Pastor Novella Harris, but I would have to say they are my greatest influences, because I watch them work and, you know, work several jobs, work as hard as they can to be successful, you know. So they taught me that you have to put in the work. And, you know, I watch my mom, you know, go through years of trying to raise her kids and family and make sure we were clothed and fed and get involved in the community, run for the PTA, and yet still go to school and get her master's so she could become a teacher. That was a lot. That was a struggle. I look back now and respect it so much, but, you know, I even look at my siblings, and we all believe in working and working hard, and we learned that from our parents. It was my dad who was always telling me, never say can't. You know, they were the ones encouraging me when I wanted to quit law school and it was so hard. My mom was like, hang in there. You know, like, luckily, because I had the full scholarship, she's like, what do you have to lose? But they're the ones that, you know, really had my back and showed me that positive role model. So I really would have to say they were the greatest influence.
Awesome. Well, thank God for godly parents. And the church that they pastor is?
Grace Cathedral in Uniondale, Grace Cathedral International. My dad, he's like ministered all over the world.
Awesome. So we thank you for that story of faith and trust and belief in God, that testimony, really. And certainly we know that you've encouraged us with several scriptures. Our number is 619-924-0800. I'm going to give you a few minutes if you want to give us a shout out. 619-924-0800. Give us a shout out. We're going to take one more break, and our guest for today that has told us about the glass ceiling is going to wrap it up and give us her conclusion for today. And you know what? This selection says, you know my name. And God knows our name, each and every one of us. He knows our heart's desires. He knows our thoughts are far off. Stay tuned. 619-924-0800. You know my name.
With me, yeah. calls me. I am his own.
You know my name. You know my name. You know my name.
We are back, and certainly this hour has flown by really quickly. And for those of you that didn't have the benefit, or the opportunity, or the privilege to join us from the beginning, we want to remind you that this show is archived. And so at 2 p.m., immediately following this episode, you can log in and you can listen and be encouraged by someone else's testimony. And certainly it is good to hear other people's message and how they overcame certain obstacles and hurdles in life, because you can gain strength from that. Darlene Honorable, Darlene Harris, what would you like to, okay, so you shouted out your parents, anybody else you want to shout out before we don't want to leave anybody out?
Okay. When you start with those lists and you always forget somebody,
trouble.
Leave somebody out.
So we just going to say everybody. Thank you.
Yes.
To everybody.
Yes, yes, yes. I thank you for inviting me to share today. So it's a shout out to you.
Thank you. And I thank you for your, you gave us a few scriptures in there, you snuck in a little sermon here and there.
Yes, just my favorite ones that I share with you. Matthew 25 and Philippians 4 and 13, I can do all things through Christ. Really, I encourage people to just never give up on their dream, whatever it may be. They say you find something you like, you never work a day in your life. And if you have a passion for something, then you're going to go out of your way and do your best because you have that passion. So whatever it is, I try to just encourage my own child to don't give up, pursue it. There might be hard times, there might be hurdles, but that's a part of life. That's a part of success. Just don't give up. I know so many people you'll hear have their stories. Tyler Perry, Tiffany Haddish, just thinking of different, Steve Harvey, who all had their stories. It seems like at one point in time, they were all either living in their car or something.
Yes.
Because it was a struggle pursuing their dream. But, look at them now. So that's really, really what my message is, that those glass ceilings can be broken with God, with faith, with hard work, with prayer, because faith without works is dead. And you can accomplish anything. Anything you set your mind to. So.
Awesome. Well, once again, we thank you again for sharing. All those that left us a message, you can leave us a message on Black Talk, Lois Carter, Nancy Allen, Missionary Katie Locke. Thank you for all those that left a message. Please leave us a message on Black Talk, on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Tumblr. Let us know that you're listening, and certainly encourage our special guest today, the Honorable Darlene Harris. And we thank you, thank you, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule, because we know you have a busy schedule as a judge, as a daughter, as a wife, as a mother, as a friend, as a sister. You wear so many hats, and you do it well, and you find time in your day, 24 hours a day, to do what you need to do and still stay connected to the Master, to God, and certainly giving him all the glory. Thank you, thank you, thank you. www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. God has, and he continues to make a way for us. We are going to conclude now in prayer. Am I praying or are you praying?
You're praying.
I'm praying.
I think you wanted me to say this is Judge Darlene Harris from Uniondale, New York, and you are listening to Global Gospel hosted by Reverend Lamar Townsend.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. You strong. I'm a graduate of Uniondale High School as well. God bless you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you today for your loving kindness, for your tender mercy. We thank you for what you have done and continue to do in our lives. We thank you for Sister Darlene Harris on today. We thank you for her commitment, first of all, to you, to her family, to her friends, to her community, and to the world at large. We pray a blessing on her life and everything that she puts her hands to. And then, God, we thank you for all that are listening on today. Meet their needs on today. Touch, heal, deliver, save, and set free by your divine. We thank you that all these things are possible through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We give you glory, honor, and praise, for it belongs to you. Thank you, and it is so, because we ask, believing that no good thing that you will withhold from us if we walk upright. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and God bless you, the Honorable Darlene Harris. We can't let a day go by without praising his name as we conclude.
From whence I came, I can't let a day go by without counting the cost. I can't let a day go by without praising his name. I can't let a day go by without praising his name. I can't forget. I can't forget. From whence I came. I can't let a day go by. Testimony. I've been through the fire. I've been through the flood. Like a good soldier. God knows I've been trying. I've got a story. I've got a story that's got to be told. Listen, I can't keep it to myself. I've got to run, 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 run and tell somebody else. Got to tell them to hold on. I came, from whence I came. I can't
Can't let a day go by without praising his name. I can't forget from whence I came. I can't let a day go by without counting the cost. I can't let a day go by without praising his name. I can't let a day go by without praising his name. I can't forget. I can't forget.